The morning was divided into two arguments involving closely related but not identical issues. In the pair of cases argued together involving whether this specific clause bans discrimination based on sexual orientation, followed by a third case in which the justices are considering whether the law prohibits discrimination based on transgender status. First up was Stanford Law Professor Pamela Garland arguing on behalf of two men who contend they were fired from their jobs because they were gay, had been working as an instructor for a skydiving company, and so far, so on and so forth. Let's see if we can get a little bit better. Because her articles are great, but they're super in-depth. So what we have is in brand new issues, right? Because even 5 years ago, the idea of transgenderism wasn't a thing until North Carolina let the cat out of the bag. But the idea that despite the LGBT MAPQ community telling us year after year after year that sex and gender are not the same thing, now they come back and say, oh yeah, by the way, we should get the same protections for somebody being fired for sexual orientation. But you guys have been telling me that they're not the same thing. That you can choose gender identity. If it's a choice, something that you can relate to, or once again, I'll just use the word choose. It's the easiest one. Then I should be able to choose to fire you. Now, you're born a woman or a man. You're born black or white. You're born a man or a woman. So the idea of not being fired based on traits that you have no control over. All right? You don't have control over your height. You don't have control over your sex. You don't have control over your hair. I mean, you could if you get like hair plugs and stuff. But genetically, the idea that you can't get fired over what you're born with, that's something most people, even if they don't agree with it, can say, all right, I can understand the pretext where you're coming from. Now, when you turn around and in one context say, well, sex and gender are not the same thing, and then say, but by the way, I want the same protections for both. It's not how it works. You can't tell me, you can't lecture me on how gender identity is a choice and how, well, I feel like a woman. Well, I feel like you're getting fired. I feel like you're not doing your job. Do you see how when you use emotions and you use non-scientific BS to justify degenerate behavior, it doesn't work out that much better later? Well, no, because you can get to our prankster or to the Joker of the... No, not Joker, because that word's too in right now. To the jester of the chat room, it's because there are many, many policies or many ways you can fix your hair. There's no way yet where you can fix your height genetic or with a surgery. And as soon as they do, I will probably sign up for it. But anyway, when you use words like, well, I feel like a woman, or I feel like a man, or whatever the case may be. All right. There's no scientific data to back that up. So I feel like you're not doing your job well, and I feel like you're getting fired. Do you see how that works? But we'll see that the court will stand with these, the LGBT, MAP people, because they don't want to show that they are being discriminated against, right? The discrimination of being fired for my ideas and so forth and whatever.